In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The U.S. produces a lot of oil and gas, but there's long been controversy over the pipelines needed to move it to market. In just a few minutes, the U.S. Supreme Court is hearing a case over one contested project, the $8 billion Atlantic Coast Pipeline. The case is about permits and jurisdiction, but there's one specific site at the center of the dispute, a spot along the Appalachian Trail, where Marketplace's Scott Tong begins his story.
At this hiking spot in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, an underground pipeline is to go in, with natural gas pipes 3.5 feet wide and 700 feet underground. Aaron Ruby is spokesman for Dominion Energy, one of the developers.
For many decades, hundreds of other pipelines and electric transmission lines have safely crossed the Appalachian Trail.
The plan is to bring energy from West Virginia, basically to my left as I hike the trail north, to coastal Virginia way off to the right. There, says Mary Hensley of the gas delivery company Inspire Energy, there's not enough gas for potential industrial users, like pork processing plants and paper mills. So?
They choose not to build in this region, or if it's an existing site, instead of doing the expansion project here in Virginia, we're seeing them do it in other locations.
But here's where natural resource economies collide. On one hand, there's gas, and on the other, water. Beside the Appalachian Trail here is the Rockfish River Valley, home to fishing and boating, all threatened by the pipeline, says local activist Joyce Burton.
With the blasting that will be involved in putting in the pipe and the drilling that will be involved with this, that it could disrupt some of those underground water courses.
The pure water is critical to what we'll call the local fermenting sector.
Whether it's from the distilleries or from the wineries or the craft breweries we have, and since there are so many, we sometimes call it the Brew Ridge Parkway.
Along this Brew Ridge Parkway is Blue Mountain Brewery, where local developer Richard Averett explains that the pipeline would run smack into his resort project, which he has canceled. He says this region has been big on nature.
We have 40% free and reduced lunches in our public schools. And so bringing jobs, tourist economy, without requiring sort of industrial facilities is a huge win.
These pipeline foes have coordinated with others along the route to question its merits and to challenge federal permits in court.
It has been quite successful.
Analyst Christy Tezak is with Clearview Energy.
This particular project has hit probably the largest significant delay in the field that we can remember.
The Atlantic Coast Pipeline is 2 years overdue and more than $2 billion over budget. And many on Wall Street doubt it will ever get done. In Nelson County, Central Virginia, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.